Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this year have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Hey, great mixer, huh?
Yeah, what a terrific idea. You know, we're all here, we all have our own phobias, but we can get together, meet each other, and not feel so alone for once.
Yeah. What's your phobia?
Oh, I have this unexplainable fear of apologies.
Sorry?
Ah!
What?
I just told you. I have this unexplainable fear of apology.
Oh! Oh!
What?
I'm terrified of repetition.
Terrified of repetition?
No!
Hey, great mixer, huh?
Ah! Ah!
Sorry.
Ah! Ah!
Greetings and cheers. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, Amir 305 miles to my right, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How's it going, Matt?
Oh, it's going fine. A little rough day at the beer mine, but things are improving. Couple steel reserves, that always improves the mood. How's things down there in your redneck of the woods?
Good. They're going. It's going well. It's summer again. It's been extremely hot and humid. Got some storms firing up here this evening, so hopefully they won't knock the power out. I'll stick around for the whole show.
You know how God likes us, and yes, you'll probably be baptized by lightning here shortly.
Exactly. If BTR or Google don't get us, God will.
That's right. We're back up to 90 ourselves up here. A little humid today. A little sultry. A little sultry.
And Mike's got no sound. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God. We should rename the title of the show to Mike Has No Sound.
I would tell Mike to just refresh, but he's got no sound.
Well, and therefore I typed it in. But I typed in refresh, so Mike will probably go take a shower.
Exactly.
You know, he'll kick his slippers off and undo his robe and take the pipe out of his mouth and send Chip and Ernie to bed, and then he'll go into the shower and relax.
He'll get the Dove body wash so he can stay smooth. And
it is 99.44% pure.
Absolutely. Just like Mike's heart.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I was just going to say, anyway, welcome to the show. We've got a guest, we've got, of course, the aforementioned Mike, and we've got Vegas Rich Taylor.
Hola, da 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 da. And before we get too far into the show, got a little administrative stuff I need to do here, if that's okay,
really?
Matt.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
We have the I'm With Stupid Fantasy Football League ready to go.
Yep.
And we sent out all the invites. And we have a few people here who have not set up their team yet.
That's not good.
Go check their email. I don't want to name names, not calling anybody out, but Sunshine State, Shirley, Vinny, and Miss Rumblings and Bumblings need to check that email and set up that team because we can't schedule the draft until everybody's in. So.
And a little footnote to that, when Jay asks you for your address, that means an email address.
That does mean the email, yes. This is all done electronically now.
It's a new thing. You might want to check into it.
Even if you have a fear of the internet and technology, which a lot of people do.
And I think, never mind. So, and phobias is what we're talking about this week. Unless, of course, Jay, you had any shout-outs this week.
No shout-outs.
No shout-outs. Very good. You know, because we can't give those too freely because then people come to expect them.
Exactly. And we want to keep those expectations low.
That's right. So, what are we talking about tonight, Jay?
Phobias.
Yes.
Fear and loathing. Things that people are afraid of. Their fears.
And technically, it's an irrational fear.
Oh, yeah. And we already have a caller.
Yeah, I see that, and let me get that. I'll get that right now.
Fear and loathing.
561, you're on the air.
You think so?
Yes, and you might want to turn the sound on your computer down.
Okay, done.
All right.
Well done.
You guys can be so mean.
How do you figure that? Why do you say that?
Okay, wait a minute. First, let's go back to the original topic, which is fear and loathing. All right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what are you guys most afraid of? Tell me.
Well, first of all, who is this? Is this the official hot mess of I'm with Stupid?
This is the official her. Yes, it is.
Everybody, this is...
Shut up, Jay.
Sunshine,
hey, it's my show. Don't tell me to shut up.
it was just a thought, okay? All right.
Well, anyway, welcome to the show.
You guys want to talk about that I haven't answered the fantasy football thing yet. You know what? I've yet to hear what you guys are afraid of. What is fear and loathing to you?
Well, for one, I do not like bridges.
Me neither. That's my number one.
And that is
mine
as well.
Come on.
No, seriously. Absolutely. Seriously. Long, long bridges over water. Very bad.
Not good. As soon as I hit that bridge, all I see is death.
I just need that, loosen control. Just like a NASCAR race, somebody, bumping me on the rear end, and I start spinning around, and right over the edge, into the water, sharks in the water, dead.
Wait, hold up. There's never any water in a NASCAR race, okay?
Well, no, but, you know how, like, the NASCAR guys, they get bumped from behind, and they start spinning all around? If you start spinning around on a bridge, you're going over the side.
Okay. But obviously, bridges aren't something I'm afraid of. All right.
What about snakes?
Excuse me?
What about snakes?
No, I'm not scared of those either.
Goodness.
Wow, you're fearless.
I know, right?
Is there anything you're afraid of?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The dark.
Really?
The dark is a phobia, yes.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, really?
No, seriously, it doesn't. That's one of the few things that doesn't bother me.
No, there's nothing there in
the
dark. There's nothing there in the dark that's not there in the light.
other than
Matt,
zombie.
Thank you. Really?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm scared of the dark. Okay, I'm scared of three things, all right? Because this is why I called in. I'm scared of three things. The dark,
all right?
Yeah. I'm scared of, can I cuss?
Sure.
Am I allowed to say a bad word?
Yeah, this is a
sure,
mature
unless
show.
Unless you're afraid to say a bad word.
Getting too fucked up. All right, that's the second. The dark, getting too fucked up, and just being wrong. That's the third thing. Being wrong, ever, about anything.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that last one's really dangerous.
I know, right?
Yeah, because anyone who's a perfectionist, their perfectionism is actually a flaw.
Say, you, I liked you before just now. right.
That was
kind of
deep. That was kind of deep, Matt. Really.
Well, it is.
I know, but being wrong means that you're like. That means a lot of things, you know.
Well,
oh no! Here's the
wrong.
Other thing. I had one more phobia. I had one more. And its name is Michelle Bachman, all right? that's the other phobia I have, all right?
That's crazy phobia. You just have a phobia about people.
That's a sane phobia. Please,
hey,
I don't let that happen.
Hey, Shirley?
Yes, sir?
You stay right there because I'm going to bring in another caller from area code 314. 314, you're on with Stupid and with Shirley.
And this is the only way I could get to listen to the show today.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Matt.
Say hi to Sunshine State Shirley.
And Shirley's in Kentucky, right?
No.
Shirley's
not yet.
In Florida. Right.
Oh,
in
Florida.
But he's almost home, right.
Yeah, see, it's the Sunshine State, Mike. That'd be Florida.
I thought that was the lightning capital of the world.
Tampa is, actually. Very good.
It's also the Shark State.
I'm afraid of sharks.
I'm afraid of sharks.
Oh. Is that your phobia?
I don't go in the ocean. I don't go in the ocean. If that, whatever that phobia is about going in the ocean, I don't. I've got it because I don't go in the ocean.
No,
oh,
I don't have any.
Scared about that. No.
I don't jump in the lake either, but that's because the lake is just disgusting.
I'm more afraid of Michelle Bachman than I am the ocean. All
right. I would like to embrace Michelle Bachman.
I'll bet you would, Jay.
That was Matt.
That was Matt.
Notice how quickly
Matt.
He corrected that.
Oh, really? Matt. Oh, okay. We'll talk about that later.
I'm sure we will. Now, Jay, I'm surprised. I would think you would have overcome your fear of jumping into a lake since so many people have told you that over the years.
No.
Why does that scare you, Jay?
No, the lake is just because it's gross. I mean, that water is nasty. And fish poop in the lake.
Yeah.
But that's more
wow.
of a fear of germs. That's more germs than anything else. Because the lake's just gross. It just got all that bacteria in it and nasty stuff.
E. coli.
And snakes.
Ooh.
Lots
yeah.
of snakes.
But as you said, mainly fish poop, or as the Russians call it, caviar.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that was good, Matt. So, Matt, what are you most afraid of?
Well, I mentioned bridges.
Yeah, well, that's kind of wimpy. Come up with something better.
Well, a lot of people... They have necrophobia, which is the fear of death. I, however, have have necrophiliaphobia, which is the irrational fear to act upon my urges to have sex with dead people. So.
Oh, my. Oh, my. And you free. I'm a Kentucky girl. Stop that shit. All right.
Well, that's what I say to myself sometimes, and I'm trying to stay away.
So you're afraid to. No, wait a minute. I got to get this right. You're afraid to act upon that fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
don't
why
be
he
scared.
Doesn't work at the morgue.
I think he needs to spend a night there.
I know. Jay, help me out here. Hey, help.
Help. What do you need? I'm here to help.
Some kind of help. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, the problem is that.
Well,
one of my problems is. Oh, go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just going to say one of my other fears. It's not a big fear, but it just creeps me out. It's bugs with more than eight legs. They just creep me out.
Okay, I get that. Because, listen, ever since I came to Florida, I look around sometimes and there's these gecko or geico looking mother. Oh, I can't say that word. things, and I'm like, oh my God, you did not just walk across the road in front of me, or you did not just, like, jump out of my car when I'm getting ready to get in it.
Right.
They have that, things here that nobody should ever see.
Yeah,
right.
That would bother me.
Yeah.
It bothers me too, Jay.
And all these inch and a half long bugs with, like, 8,000 legs, they're faster than hell. So you don't see where they went. And you know damn well they went into your bed. And you're laying there all night knowing that thing is in there.
Matt, don't do it. You know what?
And you're lying there.
Less and less right now.
Yep, and you're lying there and you got the fan on and you feel a little something to go across the ankle. And you just know it was that bug, right?
Exactly.
Oh, no, guys, no.
And you jump out of bed and hit the lights. Yeah.
And I said, hello, Shirley. No, it's really not in the middle of your bed.
That's right. Mentally, you know it was just like a minor spasm or a twitch, but in
uh-huh.
your heart, you know it was that damn 2-inch long bug that you saw 3 hours ago.
Rich came out with the right.
If you're down here, you guys, you can't even describe what they look like. It's like the
right.
weirdest freaking thing you've ever saw in your life.
Silverfish.
Mm-mm. Talk about fear and loathing. Okay, there you go.
Uh-huh. I mean, you're lying there in bed, and you're just hoping that your house is haunted.
And hoping that whatever is haunting it is going to come along and take care of this shit.
That's right. It'll scare the bugs away.
Right.
I'd rather have the specter of death come into my bedroom than a goddamn earwig or a millipede.
Or a silverfish.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what, Matt? Here's what you need. There's things that they say look like a geico on TV. Geico, gecko, whatever. But these things are freaking ugly. All right? Have one of those walk across your bed. Tell me what you think. Fear and loathing. There you go.
Yeah. You know what's really awesome? Is when you go into
what
the bathroom. When you go into the bathroom at 4 a.m., and you turn the light on, those things is in your toilet. Huh? Try that out.
Oh, no. Hell no. Don't. All right. Now I'm mad at you too, Jay. Now I'm mad at you too.
Yeah, it's like you walk into your bathroom, you turn the light on, and you think you just entered an episode of Star Trek.
Oh, you guys are so mean.
Hey, we'll do a quick shout-out to Dana Lou in the chat room.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
And, Mike, they're just telling you to be patient in the chat room, which that describes Mike to a T. He is the most patient man on earth.
He is.
Yes, I am.
But I tell you, you know, with this we got the big crowd here around talking. This is one of my more dangerous situations because I suffer from a certain phobia called awkwardophobia. And that's that's the fear that in a social setting, you're suddenly going to say something really stupid and ridiculous, and there'll be that long, awkward silence, and nobody can even look you in the eye for like an hour. Yeah. That's what I have to be careful about.
Yeah, I hate that.
You should never be afraid of that, Jay.
Aw, that was sweet. I'll tell you what, Jay.
I thought
it was sweet, and I totally didn't deserve it either, so thank you.
You're welcome, and no, you didn't.
That was a little hurtful, but that's okay.
No, you just said it first, baby. You said it first.
I'll tell you what, Jay makes fun of me sometimes because I don't watch a lot of TV. I watch the news, I watch some sports, mm-hmm. and Jay will say, you know, did you see this? Did you see that? And, you know, I'm just freaking clueless. It used to be like 3 years ago, I didn't watch any TV at all because I suffered from Billy Mazophobia. Billy Mazophobia. And that's the irrational fear of annoying, loudmouth TV pitchmen. And I just couldn't turn the TV off.
Oh, wow. So you just avoided TV altogether.
Yeah, exactly. I had to. I mean, it creeped me out.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I swear to God I am.
And there was another TV-induced thing, too, that kept me from turning the TV on. It was called Bamaphobia. And it's an irrational
Bamaphobia?
Yeah, Bamaphobia. It's an irrational fear of Emeril Lagasse.
Well, you know, I have something similar
what?
In that.
You know, Matt, after talking to you guys, I only have one left. You guys have really helped me work through some of these phobias I have. But I have one left.
And what's that?
What's that?
Oh, listen, you're both just so attentive. All right. The one I have left is like the whole Republican Party. Help me.
I don't know if there's any defense against that.
Michelle Bachman, Rich Tate, whatever the hell his name is. Somebody help me, okay?
Oh, Rick Perry. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rick Perry. Oh, that's a good one. We could do a whole show on that.
And I'm
we
sure
might
we
on
will.
Monday.
I started to say, I'm sure you guys will. All right. However,
well, you know, you
I
could
get to join in probably, but
you could move to Massachusetts.
The only phobia I have left is the Republican Party. Can somebody help me?
Well, you could move to Massachusetts because I think they only have like one Republican elected official in the whole state now.
But so. I'm a Kentucky girl. And you know what?
You ain't going to avoid Republicans
there. There are no Democrats in Kentucky. None.
There's Republicans
KKK,
running around.
There's a lot of shit, but there's no Republicans, trust me.
There's Republicans scurrying around Kentucky, much like the millipede scurrying around Matt's bathroom.
Hey, now, there's only one.
What did you say, Matt?
There's only one millipede scurrying around the bathroom. This is not Bedbug Central.
Oh, and that's the one you're scared of, right? Okay, I got it. I remember.
If you name
because that one. Because that one watches Matt shower.
Right. When you guys are going to do a whole show on how not to be afraid to be Republican,
mm-hmm.
call me.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I would just love to hear. I would just want to, I would never want to say anything because I have no idea, but I'd love to listen. How not to be afraid to be Republican. That's a good topic.
It is.
Yeah. You could
think
be our new
show
producer.
No, I'm not touching that. No. No.
That sounds
all
like
right,
a
guys.
Phobia.
Yeah, well.
Oh, there we go again. Yeah, Republican and phobia, I'm all over it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but speaking of being a producer, there is another phobia that I suffer from, and it's
what is that, Matt?
It's called parental phobia. It's called parental phobia.
Parental?
Yeah, it's this nagging fear that I may have kids out there somewhere that I don't know about. And
okay.
That if I ever win,
right,
if I ever win the lottery,
that.
And then if I ever win the lottery, they'll show up on my doorstep the next day.
In a heartbeat.
And then they'll come and take it from you, right?
Hey, Dad, thanks for half of everything you have.
I'll be there, Dad.
Oh, my God, Matt. You should have warned me, all right?
Okay.
I was just calling you for a phobia, and my biggest phobia was the Republican Party, and here we go. All right.
Hey, Shirley?
Yes, sir.
Shirley, Jay's the one with the slow southern drawl. I'm the one with
right.
the whiny, high-pitched Yankee voice.
Matt's the
and
one with
I'll
the steel reserve.
Somewhere in between.
Matt's the one with the steel reserve slur. And
steel reserve. I know. I know it. Trust me, Jay. I understand Matt. Okay, you're the one that's a little bit of a mystery, but I'm starting to figure
Ooh.
It out.
Yeah, you know what
hey,
mystery
Jay.
Means? Mystery means sexy. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jay. Jay-man.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah? Yes, Matt.
I've got
We're
another
listening.
Shirley, hold on for a second. Jay,
okay.
I've got a, I have a phobia. It's called Tumblr angstophobia.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's the fear of all these deep, dark, angst-ridden posts that are made on Tumblr.
Well, it just so happens that I have overcome my fear of speaking in public
really?
To record it so that I could record a dramatic reading of Tumblr posts.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd
all
be
right.
great. Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. Tumblr, a dramatic reading. Lately, it's crazy how much I'm filled with longing for things that I don't have. There are moments when I can barely contain the excitement of being alive and am convinced that I have the strength to take on any obstacle that comes my way. Those moments don't usually last long. There are moments when I feel like everything is pointless and hopeless and wonder why I even bother making an effort to attain happiness that is so elusive. Those moments don't usually last long either. So I teeter somewhere in the middle, every phenomenon equipped with the power to push me closer to one side or the other. The little things make all the difference. I woke up randomly this morning and was so horny I couldn't fall back asleep. Fantasies were playing out in my head and I tossed and turned and fret. And I really loathe the word horny. But you know what? Sometimes it's just the best word for a situation. My head is stuffed to the brim with everything and nothing. I struggle to grasp onto anything. But like a cruel mythological punishment, it's always just barely out of my reach. It swirls and bounces and spins at a dizzying pace, leaving me exhausted and lost. Peace of mind is something I've experienced for brief periods of time, but never long enough to really quell the demons within. I am my creator. I am my destroyer. I am the tongue-tied visionary plagued by temporary blindness. My eyes rot into my skull until they are nothing but dark, empty holes. I've chosen to accept the absurd, but I'm at a loss for how to cope with the onslaught of despair. How do I keep going? How does anyone, really? Hope has gotten me nowhere. It seems to exist only as this false sense of security, only setting me further back. Hope is just a method to avoid the absurd. I find myself surrounded by people lacking in authenticity. There's no real reassurance in this world, and that's all I really need. How can so many people just float through life? Maybe it's okay not to believe in anything anymore. And so it goes. And so
Always
it goes.
Classic.
Damn, are you done?
Damn, we're getting ready to enter the last 30 seconds.
No, I know. I just got to say it one more time. Tatum, are you done?
Oh, God.
Bye, guys.
Oh, Shirley, don't hang up now.
Oh, okay.
We have 15 more minutes now.
We're in the after show now.
I just got to know. I just got to know that that's over. That's all I need.
Yeah, that part.
Ow! Oh, see, there's one of them freaking bugs I told you guys about. Don't. I came outside to smoke a cigarette because I don't smoke in my house. Oh, go away. There's only a few things I'm afraid of, but this kind of Geico-looking thing and Michelle Bachman. I'm afraid of those things. All right?
Yeah, and there's one of the things I'm afraid of. One of the things I'm afraid of is women in public yelling, get away, at me.
Shirley,
Shut up, Jay.
This is
Mike.
Hold on.
Shirley.
I'll try to be the moderator right here. Mike.
Okay. Shirley, does it ever...
Somebody needs
Shirley?
To moderate. Okay, I'll
yeah.
shut up.
Oh, my
Go
God.
Ahead. So, Shirley, does
Go
it
ahead,
ever
Mike.
Bother you that you can't say to people, don't call me Shirley?
never occurred to me. Guys, all right, you know what? You might be allowed to pick on some people, but you are so not allowed to pick on me. All right?
Hey, oh, look out, Mike. You're in trouble now.
Uh-oh. Way to go, Mike.
Great.
Jay and
Good
I
job, Mike.
Been...
You made her mad,
Jay and
Mike.
I have...
Good job.
Yeah, well,
I have,
told you,
Jay
I had
and
to
I
leave a stick.
Pissing me off is not a good idea, guys, really.
That's why I got to go. It's 6 o'clock.
Time for that minute steak.
Are you scared?
Mike already
Mike.
Gave up the early bird special at Sony so he could listen to the show today.
That's right.
I have a question. I like that,
Jay. That was good.
I have a question for you, Mike.
What's that? What's that?
How many bingo cards are you going to play tonight?
Well, I think I could do about 16 4x4 square.
Man.
Wait, I have a question. Wait, Matt, I have a question. Can you keep up with that many?
No, I play that many. I don't keep up, though.
He's a mathematical genius.
The only man I know who gets tired playing bingo.
I'm the only person I know with a master's degree who gets tired of...
it's a phobia of mine.
Phobias. No, who gets tired of the Republican Party? There we go.
The only thing I'm afraid of is phobias. I'm afraid of...
You're a phobia-phobe.
Yes.
No. Here's the truth. A good friend of mine told me a long time ago, which I would not repeat this on the air, but we're off the air now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sort of.
Okay.
More or less.
Sort of. Wait. Getting too fucked up and running out of gas, all right? So those are the two things he was afraid of. And I, you know what, given years of experience, I can relate to that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And if
you
guys repeat that back on the air, I will never call in again.
Well, we won't repeat it, I promise.
BTR might repeat it, but we won't.
But those words will never cross our lips.
No, never.
You know what would suck?
What?
What's that, baby?
Having a phobia, being afraid of alcohol. That would suck.
Oh, yeah, that would be terrible.
Oh, well, you guys would be lost.
I know. Yeah. We would.
Yeah.
Why would you do then?
I don't know. Hey, Mike, I got another question for you, Mike.
What's that?
Prior to bingo, do you do stretching exercises?
I have
Matt,
this special
so
exercise.
bad.
I have the special exercise for my right hand.
God, I don't want to hear about that.
Mike had to go there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mike had to go there.
It's starting to turn ugly. Stop it. It's starting to turn ugly. Stop.
Because I could see
you're
going to
get into you're going to get into Christine O'Donnell's phobia here in a minute.
Uh-oh.
Miss Christine O'Donnell, who walks off the stage of Piers Morgan's show the other night. I get it. Her.
Yeah. Yeah. Made Piers Morgan seem like a decent guy. Way to go.
I know, right? Who else could have done that, right?
Exactly.
I can see Mike.
Okay, guys, you know what? When you want to do a show, all right, listen to me. Because I'm a Kentucky girl. Listen. I'm a Kentucky girl who went all the way to Ohio to knock on doors for Obama, all right? So when you want to do a show on how great our president is, you call me, all right?
Okay.
Okay, we will.
I hear total silence right now.
We're all big Obama supporters.
Oh, really?
True.
Really?
Yes, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you want to do a show on how great that was, because, wait, first of all, since I was living in Kentucky at the time, I knew that, because I'm from Redneckville, he was never going to win in Kentucky. So I went to Ohio to knock on doors, and I had some great experiences.
How many meth factories did you come across?
How many what?
How many meth factories did you come across? Or did you stay out of the trailer home?
you want to know the ones that I participated in or the ones I walked away from? I'm kidding,
guys. That's Missouri's claim to fame.
No, but I walked up on many doors in Ohio where there was like a motorcycle and all this shit, and I'm thinking, oh, hell.
Ammonia smell coming out of the house.
But I'm going to do it anyway. So I knocked on the door. And you know what? I went to the University of Cincinnati that night to a rally he had. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
Cool. He doesn't... Obama doesn't visit in my general area.
Well, he doesn't visit in Kentucky either. basically because he knows he'll never win there, you know. It's never going to do anything for him.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, guys. So I am going to work on my fantasy football tonight.
There you go.
And if you need any help, you know, because you're a girl.
oh, really? Oh.
Oh, I can't believe you
Matt,
did that,
stop
Matt.
Stop him. Stop him right
there. I can't believe Matt said that.
Matt, you
surely,
dog.
Surely he's kidding.
All right, guys. It's been fun.
Always, Shirley.
All right,
great job,
bye.
Shirley.
Bye.
You rock, babe. All right.
It's quiet.
it's nice, isn't it?
Oh, that's kind of slow.
And now I can ask you another question, Mike, which I was trying to do for about 5 minutes.
I noticed.
Now, when you got B-I-N-G, now when they yell 064, have you ever pulled a muscle as you're reaching for that last...
Well, what do you mean by muscle? I mean, it can get kind of exciting.
The numbers come fast and hard some nights.
Yes, they do. Oh, God.
I guess I'm going to have to go to bingo one of these days just to say I've been there.
Mm-hmm. How's Mrs.
Have
Mike doing?
She's doing just fine. You want to
talk
to her?
Well, we haven't talked to her in a long time. I miss her.
Claudia, pick up the phone.
She's got a great voice.
Hiya.
Oh, there we go.
Did he tell you what
doing?
Tomorrow is?
No.
What's tomorrow?
Can I tell them what tomorrow is?
I guess.
Tomorrow is our 35th wedding anniversary.
Holy cow.
Well.
Wait. Hey,
that's
Mrs.
fantastic.
Mike? Mrs. Mike,
is.
Could you say that again?
What?
Come on.
What?
Say what tomorrow is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, we always quietly big deal it to death. 5 years ago, the kids gave us a surprise party, and that just bugged the hell out of Mike. He was totally discombobulated. There he was.
Did he attend?
Same T-shirt.
There's a phobia. There's a phobia. Surprises. Surprise party.
Okay, since Mrs. Mike won't say it, I'll say it. Tomorrow is Mike and Mrs. Mike's 35th wedding anniversary.
Ah.
And we're still cute as ever.
Hi-yo! Perfect timing on that.
And BTR just sits there and spins for you.
Yes, it does.
I cover my gray hair. Mike proudly wears his so that... people think he's attached to a younger
hair.
Woman.
What gray hair?
Oh. It's white now.
No.
So
what's on the agenda for tomorrow?
Well, he has his high school football reunion, and I have to go to work. But we're going out to dinner tonight, and we already made one outing to a local museum today.
Oh, very nice. Did Mike play statistician on the football team?
He would now.
Defensive tackle.
Really?
Ooh. Oh,
he
yeah.
He even made a touchdown from that position in the title game for the high school championship.
That's right.
You have
picked
to
up a fumble?
Huh?
Picked up a fumble and ran it in?
Actually recovered it in the end zone.
Oh.
Very good.
That's my scholar athlete.
Yep.
There you go. All those hours in practice of everybody diving into the pile of tires to find the football paid off, huh? Did you guys do that drill?
This was before tires.
Oh, we
well,
just have like
now
the,
Mike and I do it just for fun.
Hello.
He's always
you got
been
a
tackler.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Goodyear.
We've had a good year. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Oh.
We hope
I
we
love
have
it
many
when we...
happy returns of this day.
I love it when the show finally gets funny at the 43-minute mark.
And
well,
in a few days, it's my 61st birthday. This is quite a week for us.
Goodness.
Wow.
You guys better pace yourself through the week.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Old people. Claudia was going to pick up the phone earlier, but I said there's Shirley's on the line. And
and when Shirley's on the line... she is the line.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. There's your Bible verse of the day. That's from the 23rd Psalm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Second to the last line.
Wow.
Did you see my cartoon today about heaven? The Claudia's cartoon that she sent to me?
I did. I commented on it.
Yes, you did. Matt didn't, though. I could tell by the laugh.
I had to go to the mine. I was at the beer mine today, Mike.
Work.
We got less than a minute here. They're going to cut us off in less than a minute. So.
Okay.
And we're not going to let them.
Oh.
I don't think there's anything we can do about it.
Well, I'm glad that the entire nation now knows that Mike and I have been...
well,
35 years in blooded with.
You need to say your goodbyes.
Goodbye.
I guarantee you our vast worldwide audience is congratulating you.
Uh-huh.
They're doing a standing ovation in Oslo.
They shoot
from Oslo to Manila to Sydney to Buenos Aires.
All right.
Anyway, that's it. They're going to cut us.